In local news, complaints about queues at the electric vehicle charger by the town hall have been heard, with Wheel Networks in town on Wednesday to talk to the community board about installing a second charger. Although not finalised yet, Stewart Street is looking to be the likely location for the second charger. Complaints about the Tiuku recycling drop-off continue, with illegal dumping still causing overloads despite more regular pick-up days being okayed by the council. It's not common to have unstaffed dumping sites around the district, and with government waste levies increasing year on year, the incentive to dump illegally is only getting stronger. With the next long-term plan review on the horizon, and after years of complaints about the rates being too high, Waikato District Council says they're about to try something new. A suggestion was made by staff at the recent community board meeting that council might start asking ratepayers which services they would like to cut in order to get rates to a lower level. More on that development if it comes to hand. And problems with Canada geese for local farmers and the harbour continue to get worse, with the regional council, district council, fish and game and the government all saying they don't have a firm plan to deal with the problem. Farmers say they're doing massive culls on their properties, but that it barely makes a dent in the invading population. And Waikato District Council is asking the public for suggestions for new trails in the district, saying that if you've got an idea for the location of a trail for walking, biking or horse riding, to get in touch. In local sport, Kaitawhiti Kiriopa has been selected for the New Zealand Waka Ama J19 team to compete at the International VAR Federation World Distance Championships in Samoa in August this year. The Whangaroa Whai Rugby League team is playing its first official game of the season. They'll be playing Tauranga Waewae in Taharoa at 1 p.m. The Ragnar Roosters football team will be hoping for the first win of the season in what is their third game and their second away game against Disciples at Dominion Park in Hamilton at 1 p.m. And the Raglan Groms will be busy this weekend too, heading to Makarori Beach for the Sequence Surf Shop Gisborne Junior Pro. Alani Mawson, Maya Mateja have been mentioned in dispatches as the Grom series heads towards its climax. And if you want to actually see some sport in Whangaroa this weekend, don't worry. The 27th Whangaroa Whānau Hoi Waka is heading to town this weekend, with over 900 competitors racing around the harbour in three races, starting at 9 a.m, 10:30 and 1 p.m. And that is the Raglan News for Friday, the 5th of May, 2023.